This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has launched its long-feared full-scale ground offensive to take control of Ukraine's east, attacking along a broad front over 300 miles long. Ukrainian officials said it would mark the opening of a new, potentially climactic phase of the war. The Donbas is Ukraine's mostly Russian-speaking industrial heartland in the east, where Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years and have declared two independent republics that have been recognized by Russia. At a news conference in the U.S., Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that Russia has been massing forces for a major ground offensive for a while now.
That's artillery, rotary aviation, helicopter support, command and control enablers. And we do believe that they have reinforced the number of battalion tactical groups in the east and the south of Ukraine.
And meanwhile, the commander of the Azov Regiment, the National Guard, said that Russia has begun dropping bunker buster bombs on a Mariupol steel plant where Ukrainians are refusing to retreat and give up. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea said on Monday that Washington and Seoul agreed on a need for a strong response to North Korea's recent spate of missile tests, though they remain open to dialogue with the country. Sung Kim flew to South Korea on Monday for talks 2 days after North Korea conducted a new type of missile test in its 13th round of weapons firing this year. Experts say North Korea wants to advance its weapons arsenal and wrest concessions, such as sanctions relief from its rivals. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Florida struck down a national mask mandate on airplanes and mass transit, and airlines and airports swiftly began repealing those requirements that passengers wear face coverings. The judge's decision freed airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements, resulting in a mix of responses. The major airlines switched to a mask optional policy, with some eliciting cheers from passengers when the changes were announced over loudspeakers. The Transportation Security Administration said Monday night that it would no longer enforce the mask requirement, and airports in Houston and Dallas almost immediately did away with their mandates after the TSA announcement. But New York City's public transit system planned to keep its mask requirement in place. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority said it would make masks optional for riders on its buses and trains. The Association of Flight Attendants, the nation's largest union of cabin crews, has recently taken a neutral position on the mask rule because its members are divided about that issue. On Monday, the union's president appealed for calm on planes and on airports as well. Palestinian militants fired a rocket into southern Israel for the first time in months. It's a potentially major escalation after clashes at a sensitive holy site in Jerusalem and a wave of attacks and military raids elsewhere. Israel said it intercepted the rocket Monday, and there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Israel holds Gaza's militant Hamas rulers responsible for all such projectiles and usually launches airstrikes in their wake. It was the first such rocket fire since New Year's Eve, hours earlier. The leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group, which boasts an arsenal of rockets, had issued a brief cryptic warning condemning Israeli violations in Jerusalem. Migrants attempted to cross the U.S.-Mexico border at the highest level in 2 decades. As the U.S. prepares for even larger numbers with the expected lifting of pandemic-era orders that turned away asylum seekers, immigration authorities stopped migrants 221,303 times along the southwest border in March. That's a 33% increase from a month earlier, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection data released on Monday. Recapping our top story, Russia has in fact launched its long-feared full-scale ground offensive to take control of Ukraine's east, attacking along a broad front over 300 miles long. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.